G'day guys, Greg here. Now, here I am back at Camp Oven Bakery at 8 Mile Plains. I came here quite a while ago and tried one of their meat pies and mate, it was really good. And then one of my subscribers in the comments said that they do banh mi's as well. So I thought I'd whip back in and try one of their banh mi's, see what it's like. Well, let's go get one. Alright, here we go, the banh mi from the Camp Oven Bakery. $7.50 this cost. Now they call it a Vietnamese pork roll, so it's the same thing. Except just in English, I think. Anyway, it's got a... Well, it weighs something. Let's see how much it does weigh. Alright, so you're looking at around the 280 odd gram mark. Well, that's about the weight of a hamburger nowadays. Anyway, let's suss it out and see what we get on today's banh mi, or Vietnamese pork roll, I should call it. Ooh. All right. Okay, well, there it is. Wow, that's pretty big. In fact, it's like 9.5 inches long. Ho-ho! Anyway, so on this one, well, it's got... some carrot there, and whatever that one is, could be pickled zucchini or something. Look at this bit of cucumber. Oh boy. And I got chili on it, and I also got it toasted because she recommended that I get it toasted. And when I walked in, she goes, "Oh, Greg, thanks so much for all those people that you sent with the meat pie review. So thanks everyone that went in and supported the small business and for letting them know that Greg sent you." And this one, well, it's pork. Ooh, it looks like silver side, but it's just the little pork thing there, the shaved pork. And look at that pate on it. Wow. There is quite a bit of pate there. I wonder if there was any mayonnaise. Oh, yes, yes, mayonnaise under there. It's looking all right. Oh, let's not forget the coriander too. Wonder what this pork's like. Just tastes like roast pork, nicely carved up there. Quite a few trucks driving on the road around here. Anyway, let's see what this one's like. Oh. Mm. Well, I did bite into this big thick piece of cucumber then, and well, I did get a lot of cucumber. I prefer the ones where they're like cut into slices. Big chunks of cucumber. Well, I'm not a cucumber fan, but I mean, it still tasted all right. I didn't really get any flavours of the meat in there, though. Mmm. Mmm. I got a really nice flavour of something then. Tasted like pineapple or something. I think it might have been the pate or whatever these things are here. Yeah, it was that. These are really sweet. Mmm. They really suit the banh mi a lot. And when you mix it in with that pate and the other ingredients and that little hint of coriander, ooh, it's just so nice and fresh. Mmm. Man. That tastes so good. Tastes like they might have poured some sort of Asian sauce on it. I couldn't see any like dark soy or anything, but whatever it was, it adds a really good flavor to this. The flavor of this banh mi is really good. I am really enjoying it. And the heat from that chili that's on there too, it's just the right amount. It's just that nice little bit of chili in there. And when I got it toasted, it was warm, but it's already cooled down. And toasting it didn't really cook anything inside, but what it has done is made this beautiful fresh bread roll extra crispy and really good. But I wonder what score I'm going to give it out of 10. Well, value-wise, $7.50 for this. I think this is probably the cheapest Vietnamese roll or banh mi that I've had so far. Mind you, it wasn't packed full of beautiful, fresh, roasted pork there with some crackling or anything, but what you did get was really tasty. But when I first bit into it, I mean, they've got these really big chunks of cucumber, and for me, personally, it's a little bit too overwhelming. Some of them just have nice flat strips, so I think that might have suited this better. But once you bite through all those bits of cucumber and stuff, it does blend in with all the other ingredients on here. This tastes really good. It's super tasty. There was just the right amount of chili on this too, which made the eating experience all the more enjoyable. It's got a real sweetness about it too, from those pickled veggies on there, but they really complement this and make it taste even better. And it's pretty cheap. So for my all-over value, all-over flavour, all-over taste, all-over everything score for the Camp Up and Bakery banh mi, I think this one deserves a... Nine out of 10. Now, this is really tasty. It's a good price. It just tastes just like a beautiful banh mi should. It doesn't have a lot of meat on it though, but the flavor of it is really delicious. I think the only thing sort of setting it back is the size of this cucumber. I do prefer it a little bit thinner, sliced maybe, but besides that, mate, this is really tasty, and I reckon if you go and grab one, you're gonna love it. And if you do go there, remember to tell them Greg sent you. They will have a clue. Well, I hope this video helps you decide what to try, what to buy, and what to avoid. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time. Out of banh mi. See you then.
Ooh, yeah. This is Greg's Kitchen, where the